Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's Easter weekend, and I'm so excited to be here with you all today because we have an incredible story to share, and I'm just letting you know that we're going to offer so much healing, so many wonderful techniques on today's call that are going to support you in self-healing, which is what I'm a big advocate for. I want to tell you about my guest, Johanna Sophia. 16 years ago, she had a stroke. When she got back into her body, she learned to get super healthy. She realized she needed to help others heal themselves too. Self-healing with raw plant foods has the most amazing effects, not only on our health, but also on our planet. And making our new lifestyle delicious, joyful, and shareable helps us stick with it and be the most effective in changing our world. Welcome to the show, Johanna Sophia. It's so wonderful to have you.
Thank you so much, Cornelia, for inviting me onto the show. And it's spring here in New York, and everything is so beautiful and so reawakening to life. It's the perfect time to talk about what we're talking about.
Exactly. It is, because, you know, we are also having the Easter weekend right now. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about death and rebirth and life. And this is what we're talking about, because you had a near-death experience and it changed your life. But before we go into, I want to share your bio with our audience today, because you've had an incredible life. And I really want to honor that and celebrate that as well. So let me share with everybody. Professor Johanna Sophia, a CEO of Raw Foods PBC, is a super happy body coach, an expert in natural sustainability, author of books and articles, an international educator, consultant, and speaker. Her career in academia is extensive, having taught at Columbia and Yale universities, as well as many Waldorf schools on three continents. She's an award-winning filmmaker. She's had careers as a singer, actor, writer, and director on film and television. As founder of her own drama school, stage studio in Africa, as professor of film and communication, as lecturer of languages and teaching methodology, and as language expert for corporate America. She most loves her career as successful mother of confident, healthy children, and founded Johanna's Raw Foods PBC together with her then teenage kids. Johanna's coaching includes your Super Happy Body, Fitness Over 50, and other certificate programs. Johanna's had broad knowledge of global affairs, science, and earth-compatible technologies. She advises governments and corporations, creates new educational curricula, and teaches clients on how to self-heal naturally. She lives in upstate New York. And can I say, wow, I have the chills all over my body. What an incredible life you have created and are living. It's an honor to have you here today.
And I'm only just beginning. I always feel like I'm only just beginning. I'm only just learning how to do things even better, even more, and even more effectively, helping others get to their great health and great purpose as well.
Wow. And I love that. I love that idea. You and I, we have so many things in common because I'm a big advocate of self-healing. I healed my life and my body with the power of the emotions and changing my mindset. And so I'm a big advocate in self-healing. And I too am just beginning. So whenever I hear somebody say that, it's like, yep, that there we are. We're meeting of the minds and meeting of the hearts and meeting of the body. So we're doing such good work in the world. But it wasn't always like this because 16 years ago, you had a stroke that nearly changed your life and it was a near-death experience. Take us back to that time and tell us about that time period in your life.
Yeah, I should describe a little bit that it is in my personality, and probably you're familiar with this, to always want to do too much in life, in work, in helping, in creating. And my kids were young and I was single parenting and I had a demanding job and I was trying to start a business. I had a very difficult partnership that was also, yeah, we're learning a lot about the male dilemma in this Me Too era, right?
Yes.
And it was one of those real male dilemmas of our time, a man who just couldn't find his confidence in being easy, but had to be oppressive to be feeling male and in charge of his life. So it was a very challenging time and my sleeping patterns had gotten down to next to nothing because he would keep me up all night talking. And then it was, of course, my mothering duties and my corporate job duties and my teaching duties. And I was overly stressed and I was not eating what I knew to be better. So I fell back into older patterns of poor food choices. And there it was. I was completely exhausted. And it was like my body literally went on strike. I just recently wrote a short story type of memory of that whole event. Imagine that there's a sound coming out of my mouth. My arm flies up in the air. And I keel over like a mannequin and I lie on the floor and I can't move. I'm like stiff. I'm dead. My body is out. It's like no more, nothing, no moving, no talking, no nothing. But my mind or my soul or my spirit is conscious, which I thought was the most interesting part of this whole experience. And I'm literally yelling at my body, yelling at my brain. Of course, there's no sound coming out of my mouth. I'm still lying there like this, and I can't even close my mouth. And I'm yelling at myself, I got to get back into this body. This is my body, my life. I have things to do in this life. I have children who need me. I've got to get back. And it took about 10 minutes, and then I was beginning, my body was beginning to tingle. I was able to close my mouth. It was like it was locked, you know, it unlocked. And I came back and I breathed and I claimed this body back. And luckily, not too much damage remained. Probably my balance a little bit, but otherwise, you know, I gained all my faculties back. And just decided at that moment, this can never, ever happen again. I have to do the right thing. I have to treat my body and my life with enough respect and feed myself properly, sleep enough, and do that mindset shift that you were talking about. You know, if I don't help myself first, I can't help the world or anybody else.
Yes.
So that's when I decided, and I did a lot of research, and I decided this is the time to focus on raw plant food, because that's how you can get fastest into the most density of nutrients, the most antioxidants, the most vitamins, and all those things that you need to rebuild a body that is so exhausted. Also the nerves, when you live in a high stress situation for too long, I was literally often having this tremor. Mm-hmm. So that I knew that my nerves needed healing. So I included a lot of nuts and the omega-3s and, you know, so that I built back a body. And I began to, it was not just the food change. I began to train more regularly again, to go running. Even at that time, I was just running a mile or so, but I was doing it again and shifting toward, this is important,
health and wellness. You were shifting towards health and wellness, and putting the focus back on your temple, on your body. So I just want to go back to when you were laying there, and do you feel like when your body fell over, it experiences, you know, you had the stroke and you experienced this huge trauma. You left your body and then you called yourself back into the body. Yes. That you claimed it. And so that's a really important piece, because I think that a lot of times it's a really important thought to have, because a lot of times when we're in trauma, we also leave the body during our awakened time. We're not fully all in the body all the time. And to claim our physical body and to claim our life is like a choice that we need to make on a continuous basis. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Very, very much so. And it's something that I often in conversations realize that people instinctively know that I, the being, is not just the body, but I, the being, am inhabiting the body. And when we have that as a basic knowledge, it is so much easier to then reclaim the body that we have and mold it, help it. Of course, it has, every single body has some shortcomings. I was born with a heart murmur. I always have blue lips. I was always the worst in sports. And now at age 65 this morning, I just ran 8.5 miles. That's why.
And can I say that you are absolutely glowing? You're absolutely glowing. Your skin is glowing. You're so gorgeous and beautiful. And I see you on Facebook. You do a lot of Facebook lives where you're teaching people how to do yoga and sharing your journey. Tell the audience where they can watch you on Facebook Live before we go take a break. Tell us how we can track you there. So where do they go to see you on Facebook?
I have two Facebook pages. One is Johanna Sophia. So that's my first and last name. And that's where I have most of the Fitness Over 50 videos and some Manna with Johanna. That's where I'm showing how to make certain dishes. So if you find me or friend me on Johanna Sophia, that's where you find most free information. And then, of course, there is my website, johannasrawfoods.com. And that's where the courses are and where you learn how to really do the transformation step by step into a super happy body. It does not happen overnight, unfortunately, like I said, but or fortunately, because the journey is so exciting too.
Yeah. And it's really super inspirational, because you're just beginning at 65, did you say? Mm-hmm. At 65, this is so perfect, because the 65 today is the new 45. So here we go. We're going to take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back with claiming our physical bodies. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Thank you, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm with my very special guest, Johanna Sophia. And we're talking about how to claim your physical body and reclaim your physical body time and time again, and that you're never too old to change the game. Just today, Johanna ran, what was it, today or yesterday, 8 miles?
Just now, this morning or midday, yeah.
Yes, that's really inspiring. And you're starting a new program also next week, Wednesday, that we want to let the audience know that if they want to follow you on Wednesdays on Facebook, that what are you going to be doing?
Actually, it's every day, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. on Facebook Live on my Johanna Sophia Facebook page. That all you need to be is friends and you can join for free. It's called Fitness Over 50. And I always emphasize a particular area, you know, you build that butt or waist that waistline and that kind of thing. So we emphasize certain areas, but you don't need anything fancy. All you need is a chair and a little bit of space to turn around yourself. And it's an all body workout. It gives you great abs, great upper body muscles. I've just been working on these a lot. And, you know, the legs, leg work as well.
Yes, because we were talking during the break how a lot of times, you know, people talk themselves out of going to the gym because they don't have all the proper tools, or they don't have everything together, or they don't have the time. And basically what you're saying is that you don't really need all those things, that you already have everything you need, that sometimes you just need a yoga mat and a space and a good, a ready to go attitude. And there you go.
Exactly. And in my case, because I often find that when we get into the second half of life, and many people have a hard time thinking of getting up and down from the floor to begin. So I developed this program so that all you need is a chair. And one of the exercises, for example, is doing 100 get-ups, I call them. So you get up from the chair and you sit back down, and you get up and you sit back down, and you get up, and without pushing yourself, or, you know, so that is a wonderful little workout.
Yes.
And you won't believe how quickly you get a good thigh muscle and a nice butt. And just doing those. So the exercises, in short, are homey enough so that it's no excuses and everybody can do it. And if you only do 5 get-ups because that's where you're at right now, at least you do those 5. And then you do the next exercise 5. And next week, next month, it'll be more.
That's yes,
the concept.
I love that. And I love it because it's a constant choice that we need to make to take care of our physical bodies, to exercise, to eat well, and like you said earlier, to reduce the stress level, to have adequate amount of sleep, and really not push ourselves to the point of complete exhaustion, right? Because that's what you were saying, where you were at. You were at a place of complete overload, because it appears that you have been an overachiever, and that you're an overachiever. You're able to do so many things, but somewhere along the line, you had forgotten about yourself and your self-care and what you really needed. And this experience, would you say that this experience taught you to reclaim your body, reclaim yourself? Is that what?
Yes. Yeah. Also the right to look after myself first. We are so often taught by the religions, by our grandparents more so than our parents probably, but yeah, that you have to sacrifice, you have to give it all away, and you're only a good person if you give it all away. But we don't realize that we don't have anything to give away after a few minutes if we don't take care of ourselves and have a strong, healthy body. I mean, it could be, when I look around, you know, it could be that at 65, I'd be in a wheelchair and not doing any good for anybody because I didn't look after myself first.
Yes. And I think that was one of the main things, you know, of that conditioning, the era of that conditioning with in religion, is always looking out, putting the energy out towards the neighbor, towards the other people, rather than bringing the love first towards yourself, putting that focus first towards yourself, filling your own cup, making sure that you yourself are filled, and then being able to give from that overflow, to give out. Because once you are fully filled and taken care of, you know, you're able to really fully give, and you're able to really put that energy out. But we've been trained and taught that we have to give to other people first, because we've been looking for our approval and our love from the outside rather than receiving the love and the approval that we give to ourselves.
And in the end, it actually works the other way around, that we get so much more approval and appreciation when we are shining examples of health and are able to teach a lot more people in the world how they too can claim such a strong and beautiful body and life. And therefore, there's so much more love to go all around.
Yes. Do you feel that a lot of people, a lot of women, people over 50 have given up?
Yes. And that is another one of the elements needed. That's why I have developed a program, you know, my coaching program to really transform your life is called the Evolve System, or Johanna's Evolve System. And it includes the food. Yes, we need the high energy foods, and the foods need to be delicious so that they are spoiling us. They are really pampering us. They are joyful. They are celebratory. Then we need the social environment and the sharing of our life, the celebrations, the friendships, and the physical fitness. And wait, what? Where was I going? Then we need to transform our old traumas into, I call it transforming our traumas into tools.
Yes.
So that we can use them to help others, which means we can no longer be bogged down by them. We have to actually get to a point where we use them. And it's almost like we see our traumas as gifts. I mean, that sounds crazy, but it is such a thing sometimes, that were given to us or are in our karma, whichever way you want to express it. And they allow us to see and act in a more focused way thereafter. So they're a gift to bring us to ourselves, into our better power, stronger power.
Right. And so
the point I was going to make.
Sure, go ahead.
Remind me. I
okay. So you were talking about your program, how you put together a coaching program or a program right now that helps people stay active in all of this, which is the food, the exercise, and all of that.
Yes. And the point was that it's not just the food and the exercise and all the healthy body environments, etc. It is also the purpose. That's what we were, because you were saying people have given up.
And, yes.
And like, oh yeah, that's just, that comes with getting old. You know, once you're past 60, you're just deteriorating, and that's the way it is, or that's nature. And that is not at all nature. Nature has us live 10 times our sexual maturity age in all other mammals. So we would have to at least live to 140.
And because all of our lives prior to now, we have been victims to our bodies, and we have been we've been putting ourselves, our physical bodies, through such stress and trauma by the way that we treat our bodies, the way that we eat, the way that we sleep, or lack of, and all the stress and everything, that the lack of self-care. And nowadays, as we step into our full potential, into our full human potential, we have the ability to override our DNA. And this is what you're talking about, is overriding the DNA, overriding,
transforming it.
And transforming it and choosing to live longer. I'm working with someone right now that I'm celebrating the, you know, he's 92 and he is going to be celebrating his 100th birthday by choosing to live to 100, simply because he's making that choice to claim that decision now. Right, to not wait until, not to be not active in it, but choosing, hey, I want to be here at 100 years old. I'm in this body, I'm alive, and I am doing well, and I am reprogramming myself. And this is what you're talking about with the coaching program that you developed. Tell our audience where they can get information on that.
It's Johanna's Super Happy Body Program. And it includes the Evolve System, these six steps to the new body. And it is on johannasrawfoods.com, on my website. You can click on it there, get a little more information, and or connect with me via the contact page, or connect with me via Facebook. All of those are possibilities. And I'll send you the details, what you get, and my assistant will follow up with. It's a contract program, so you really commit to 6 months of transformation. It takes those 6 months. And to get back to the purpose, mm-hmm. if you don't have a purpose for which you want to live, and it could be just, I want to be here for my great-grandchildren.
Right. You know, which
is a great purpose because children need grandparents.
Yes.
And it's terrible when they all die away before they really can enjoy playing together and telling stories and sharing that multi-generational life together. So, but it can be also, of course, other great missions like you and I. We want to teach many people about exactly how to claim the second half of life in a beautiful way that empowers us because we have all that maturity, we have all that experience.
Yes.
We have so much more knowledge. Even though we were brilliant and bright at age 25, we just don't have the accumulated knowledge at that age. So we have so much to give to the world if we
have a purpose
to begin again and again.
Because and have a purpose, right?
Yes.
And have a purpose. Choose and claim your body again. Choose and claim your body. Reclaim your body and get into that happy body. Get into that happy body. Everybody needs to get your program. Sign up for your program. We're going to take another break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm speaking with my special guest, Johanna Sophia, and we're talking about having purpose, reclaiming our physical body and changing our diet, changing our lifestyle. And Joanna tells, she's going to tell us about the side effects of the self-healing diet. What are some of the side effects of that?
Well, I specifically choose the word side effects sort of tongue in cheek, because of course we know from advertisements of pharmaceuticals that the side effects are terrible and are, you know, possibly fatal. You know, I'm always flabbergasted when I occasionally hear those advertisements, and you could just die from taking this pill. But, you know, if you're lucky, it may make you 30% better.
So, that's true. That's so true.
Now, I want to compare the side effects of the pharmaceuticals to the side effects of the self-healing diet, which is a plant-based, high, raw diet with delicious dishes that just satisfy every taste bud, every type of taste. And, you know, ask me more about that and how I make all those dishes for gourmet restaurants or for everyday quick use to take to work or to my kids to college. And the side effects of having that plant-based organic diet, plants that are grown without herbicides and pesticides and chemical preparations and chemical treatment so that they don't sprout when they're in the packaging and et cetera. It is a huge array of toxic material that is used for our food production unless it is organic and unless it is plant-based. Mm-hmm. So, and therefore the side effects are actually that we're stopping climate change, that mm-hmm. we're stopping global warming, mm-hmm. that we're stopping this incredible cruelty that we're inflicting on animals that have to grow in factory farms and have this miserable short life only to be slaughtered and fed food that they can't even digest properly, that is grown in fields where the Amazon forests were, because we grow so much corn and it's GMO corn. And, you know, I could just go on and on. And it's sprayed with Roundup, which kills the bees. We've just had this big news all over the world that the bees are dying. And if the bees die, we don't have fruits anymore. So mm-hmm. it is detrimental to our food supply. So mm-hmm. we stop all of that madness by simply saying, I'm going to eat organic fruits and vegetables, seeds and nuts and grains, and wonderful foods that you can make out of all of those things.
Yes, yes. That's absolutely, it's making a choice and making the decision to return back to our organic nature.
Yes. That's interesting that you're saying that our organic nature. In my signature talk that I do, Easy Fun Raw, I mentioned that there are certain laws on planet Earth. Mm-hmm. They're just the laws of the life on planet Earth. And we are not aware of what they are or what some of them are. We are aware there's gravity, we're aware there's rotation and there's seasons and there's day and night and so forth. But the law of the temperature of life is something that we often are not aware of. We get really worried when somebody has a fever, right? Above 104. For adults, that's critical. For children, 105. Hardly anybody survives 106. Mm-hmm. So that is the temperature of life. And we can keep ourselves alive. All life feeds on other life energy. Mm-hmm. So if we don't allow our bodies to get some of that life energy with eating live plants, which means raw plants, then we are literally asking our bodies to deteriorate, because we're telling the body, okay, you're not supposed to be alive anymore. You're supposed to be dying off now.
Right.
And the side effects are that we're killing life on the planet as a whole by not paying attention to those natural laws.
Exactly. And really being able, because these are all the things that we know that we've been doing that haven't worked. And we know that now is the time for us to live longer and for us to be good caretakers of the earth, of our physical bodies, loving each other, right? And that's going to, with that comes a greater level of responsibility and education on what is it. A lot of times I feel like people feel like they can't do anything or they don't have the power to do anything. But what you're saying to us is that every person can choose for themselves, and that even making a statement, I'm going to eat organic fruits and vegetables, I'm going to change my lifestyle, I'm going to take better care of myself, I'm going to take better care of my physical body. And, look at again and see what my purpose is, because that's what you're saying. And that's also your inspiration that you're sharing on your Facebook lives, and the message that you're putting out with the programs is inspiring people into greater health.
So at the same time, if you care about life, about the planet, about climate change and all the species that are going extinct at the moment, which is a incredible rate of extinction that's happening right now. If you care about the planet, you know that by changing your food habits, you're actually contributing to saving the planet.
Right, right. So even something just by that one thing, by doing that one thing, will already make a huge difference.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Yes. And that's that. I call that the side effects of eating healthy and healing your body are actually you're healing the planet. And you know what I'm so conscious of and often talking about is that we are in an age as humanity where we're beginning to become responsible not only for our own health but also for the planet. We can no longer say, well, God can take the plastic back out of the oceans, because God can't. We have to do it.
Yes. It's brilliant. Very well said. You told me during the break that you were speaking this morning in Manhattan at an event.
Last Sunday. Last Sunday, I was speaking at the Veggie Pride Parade in Manhattan. And it's one of the big events where we talk about veganism and helping the planet heal and saving the animals. We all love animals. We have pets, etc., but we wouldn't cut them up and put them on our plate.
No.
But we do this because, anyway, so I was talking at the at this parade or at the event, and I, however, emphasize that it needs to be joyful. We can't just complain about all the bad things going on. We need to be joyfully embracing the possibilities that lie in changing our health and changing our planet.
Yes.
So if we're not joyfully doing that, I don't think we're doing as good a job as we should.
We can certainly do better. We can certainly do better. We can certainly put joy first in our decision making by going, we're going to do this joyfully, and we can put joy first, and then everything else will line up in order to that we can, take the action that is going to sustain us and support us in ways that are uplifting, that are healthy. We're going to take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you ready for unfiltered gratitude, unfiltered frequency, and unfiltered creation? then don't miss Mike Murphy Unfiltered on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursday from 12 to 2 Pacific Time, as Mike Murphy and a cast of powerful guests discuss and demonstrate the principles and practices of the creation frequency. Tune in to unleash the power of your mind. Open the immense energy of the heart to manifest an awesome life filled with true health, wealth, confidence, gratitude, and joy. Unfiltered truth and unfiltered frequency to uncover and let go of limiting beliefs and access your powerful intentions that resonate out into the universe with Mike Murphy Unfiltered. For more information on Mike and his work, visit his website at MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I have my very special guest, Johanna Sophia. We were talking during the break about this incredible interview that we've had and what is it that we want to leave the audience with. And so Johanna was talking about how she wants to really emphasize women and taking responsibility for our rebirth and our inner power. So take it away, Johanna. Let us know what it is that you, your two cents on that one.
Yes, even though we wanted to talk about the programs that I teach, I feel that I haven't emphasized enough how important I think it is that we women who are awakening around the globe into our own power, into claiming our place in this world. And this is not something that is just happening after a few decades or something. This is happening really for the first time in about 6,000 years that we have globally gone into the patriarchal era. And the patriarchal era was a lot of war and a lot of understanding what it is to be materialistic, etc. And maybe that was necessary in humanity, but now it's enough already. Now we're coming into our own as women with a female power and a high intellect that is more all-embracing as females, because we raise our children, we embrace our children, whether they are the difficult or the easy children. We have this care. And it's, I think we have an easier time to understand that the planet is one of our children as well.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Absolutely take care of it. Because even though people think the planet can fix itself, I believe we are the ones who need to take the plastics back out of the oceans that we put in there. I don't think nature will have an easy time to do that. We are the ones who have to take care that all the nuclear waste that is still lying around. And by the way, I'm really happy that all of the European Union has decided to close down all their nuclear plants.
Wow. And
so that era is coming to an end as well, which is crazy, because why would we want to put material out there that has no other purpose but to destroy our very own habitat?
Yes.
And of course, that translates directly into what we're doing to our bodies as well. Why do we want to put food, or what we think is food, into our bodies that is even openly declared junk food? You know, and we laugh and we think, oh, well, you know, it's junk food. Why would we want to put that into our body when we know that this body is not made to handle those poisons? It will produce cancer, it will produce arthritis, it will produce inflammatory diseases of all kinds, heart attacks, diabetes, strokes.
Yes. Yes. And so, and the epidemic of the Alzheimer's epidemic.
Yes, you know, absolutely. Dementia is
right.
Much caused by what we put into our body and what the environment is, and the lack of exercise and all of the above that we were talking about earlier. And I just feel and see, and when you do the analysis, understand that our female power, when claimed, and of course, it's not matriarchy that we need. It is collaboration. And we females have an easier time doing collaboration, I hope, in a different way, in a mothering way, in a caring way. So another one of my mantras is transitioning from competition to contribution.
Yes.
And while there's been so much emphasis on, you know, you need to compete, you need to be better than, you know, that actually leads us to being destructive, to bullying, or being bullied, and all these other tensions that as wise women, we know better how not to
do. Yes.
So that's what I want to emphasize.
That's beautiful. I mean, you've given us so much today. I want to be able to send the audience again to your amazing offerings, because we do have a free giveaway today, and you are going to give away 10 free strategy sessions, one per person, 20 minutes long, strategy advice by phone, Skype, or Messenger, as long as the time slots are available. And so anyone that mentions the Cornelia Stephanie Show can contact you at
johannasrawfoods.com and find the contact page and contact me that way, or friend me on Facebook, Johanna Sophia. There's also Instagram under johannasrawfoods.com. And wherever you find me, look for Professor Johanna Sophia. I'm much easier to be found on all over the internet. And there are all sorts of, there are speeches of mine that are on YouTube. There are workshops that are, and food production and these fitness programs. So there's a lot out there. And there's my book, Freedom Fun Genius, Turning Learning into Adventure, and the upcoming cookbooks, the raw cookbooks. I still call them cookbooks, but of course they're mostly not involving heat or other than the dehydrator. Again, you know, that temperature of life that goes all the way up to about 120. And so then you can find what interests you, and then you can have a free strategy session with me to find out how I can help, or what is the most important for you to learn next in your life?
Yes. And I love all of your programs and your inspiration and your teachings and your wisdom that you're sharing. You truly are an example of a powerful woman leader in the world today. And I want to thank you so much, Professor Johanna Sophia, for being on the show today and bringing your wisdom, sharing vulnerably your open experience with us here about your near-death experience and how that changed your life and how it can change a lot of people's lives. And that if we just choose the one thing, and that is to take care of our physical bodies, to eat healthy, to eat organic, that is the one ripple effect that will already make the world a better place.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me, Cornelia.
Yes, it's an honor.
Another beautiful, powerful woman. I really admire you.
Thank you.
And yeah, let's spread the news. We can do this.
And we will. And we'll invite you back. Thank you so much for being on, and have a very happy Easter to you and your family. And we'll see everybody soon. Thank you so much, everyone. Ciao.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.